Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Early projections show South Dakota state revenue was down in the fiscal year that ended on June 30th, 2019. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says the struggles farmers are facing plays a role in the fact that the sales tax dollars are just not coming in.
We will probably be closing out the state books here by the end of this week, and we do have revenues that will be down from what was projected and from what the legislature adopted. So we think that's partly due to the agriculture community really struggling, low commodity prices, not getting crops in the ground. Obviously, they're not having a good year, so that's going to impact their ability to go out and spend money and get sales tax.
But Noem says the state is well positioned to handle the lower income.
Luckily, we did not spend more than our budget, and we will be putting money into reserves. We will be fine because we tightened our belt, recognizing that it was trending down. So, you know, we made wise decisions months ago that's going to put us in a good position, but we're certainly hopeful the weather will straighten out, that we'll get commodity prices back up, and that our families will be much more successful and being secure in their financial futures as well.
That is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. It's time again for another crop report, this time from Stutzman County. We visited with Alicia Harstead, the Stutzman County Extension Agent.
You know, we're doing all right. We're definitely a little bit behind from what we have in previous years. But, you know, soybeans are they're just starting to flower. And then corn, I feel like the corn has grown quite a bit actually in the last 2 weeks. So hopefully if we can just keep the good weather, and maybe if we can get a late fall, things will turn out really well.
She also gave an update on the weed conditions.
Yeah, which that's been kind of a challenge this year of spraying, just with between the wind and the rain, it seems like it's been definitely a challenging spraying year. So, and it's always a good reminder to be out there scouting. Some people saw Joe Akeley's, he's the extension weed science specialist. He put an article in the Crop Pest Report here at the end of June that there actually has been some more pollen found in North Dakota. So that was found in Benson and Nelson County. So it's a good thing to be out there scouting. But even more than just Palmer, just be out there scouting after your herbicide applications to see how your application actually worked, to be out there to see if there's any resistance issues. You know, we've got plenty of other resistant weeds to worry about too. We got cochin, water hemp, and to just name a few. So just to be out there and seeing how your herbicides are actually working.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.